Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is a Tuesday, May the 17th, 2016, and we have a live show for you today. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in and spending your time with us. So with that being said, hopefully your week is going well. I'm looking forward, just to give you some heads up, tomorrow, Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday, just going to hear from Brother Davis, probably will be on. Missed him yesterday, meant to go to him on call. But we'll hear from Brother Davis if we're going to have a Wise Wednesdays tomorrow, depending on the schedule that Brother Davis has. And if we are, we'll bring that to you. If not, we're going to have to take some time off because we got a little born day to celebrate tomorrow within the family. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. So with that being said, everyone, let's start today's show. And before we start, we always have to take care of the business at hand, as you already know, and we're going to talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very critical, very, very important that we do, so that we can continue to allow and this radio program, and not only this program, but the overall network itself, to grow to where it needs to be in order to provide the edification, the information, and the knowledge that we will not reject, so that we will not perish, that Black Talk Radio Network brings to you every day. And it is so critical that we support this so that we can continue to move in a direction that serves our overall purposes and to facilitate the needs of the generations that we have yet not named. So, with that being said, everyone go to Black Talk Radio Network on its website, blacktalkradionetwork.com, and look for the crowdfunding digital black media campaign. There's a crowdfunding campaign that is actively going on right now as we speak, and we would love for you to participate in that to make sure that you energize the network that energizes you throughout the whole week. So how do you do that? You can do that by going to the crowdfunding campaign and engaging in the Black Talk Media Project crowdfunding campaign. And it's a very easy thing that you can do, and let's talk about how you can engage in that. And you can engage in that by three ways, or really, you know, it's really four ways that you can engage in. Even though only three are listed, I'm going to give the fourth way in a second that you can engage in this in. Number one, You can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions are critical to the overall stability of the network and the overall growth of the network, because that's when you donate your financial support for something, you're giving it energy for it to sustain itself and to continue to grow. So for $24.99 or less, you can send your checker or money order or make a payment by PayPal. But sending a check or money order, all you would need to do is to make the check or money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, and that zip code is 28120. That's 28120 is the zip code, and you can send that once again to make that check or that money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina. 28120 is the zip code. And with that contribution, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report for the radio station and the social media operations via email. Next, you can engage by making a one-time contribution of $25, which is just a penny more. In addition to receiving the monthly emails, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. And if you would like to receive two t-shirts, all you need to do is give $50. Three t-shirts would be $75, and four t-shirts would be $100. And those t-shirts are being shipped as we speak. Great looking t-shirts. This is something that you definitely need to engage. And I know that Brother Scotty was working on getting t-shirts for the sisters and the ladies of Black Talk Radio Network. So that is also in the process, and Scotty will update us that at the appropriate time. Next, we have option number three is a monthly contribution of $25 and more. And what you will receive in this, you will receive the monthly email reports and a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift. You will also be eligible for other gifts from the radio station for your financial support at the designated time. So that is what the three options are. And I can say there's a fourth option. You can actually make a contribution, a contribution above the standards that have already been set forth in the $25 increment. That would be also great. So there is no bounds to your overall support. It's so needed. So this is how the network is able to stay on air and stay into existence and to really grow. There are a lot of things that Scotty wants to do with the network, and there are a lot of things that you want the network to actually grow into. In order for that to happen, someone is going to have to give it the energy in order for that to do, and that's going to be the financial energy, and that is going to come from us, because this serves you, your demographics, you, your family, and this is something that we need to support ourselves. Always say, it's at some point you have to stop eating the fruit and start feeding the roots so that the tree can bear you more. So this is a great opportunity to feed the roots of Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project roots needs to actually be edified and fed by you. So that's how you can support it, and this is a great cause. And also tell your friends, tell your family members about Black Talk Radio Network and all it has done for you, and your share even with some of your adversaries or people that you that don't agree with you. It's still great for them to be a part of the network, because hey, we can learn something from them and they can learn something from us, and this can mean a better informed general population. So go to Black Talk Radio Network crowdfunding program, a crowdfunding of digital black media, and do your share, what you can. It doesn't matter how much you give. It just is the energy of giving that will sustain this overall network. And we do greatly appreciate all of your efforts. Now, next we have, let's go to while we're still there, and wasn't able to post much, very much. Wow. I was surprised at what we did, the response we get. And so so critical. Wasn't able to actually post much, but was busy, and where I was working, I don't get reception, so I wasn't able to actually put things inside of the Facebook page, and to wasn't even able to put up the agenda for the day. But I will put up the agenda for today, even though I won't be on air tomorrow because of a born day timeout that we have to take. No choice. The family is making me. So got no choice in the matter. So looking forward to just spending some time. Have my guy son is in town, and just you have to seize these opportunities. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. Won't be on air tomorrow, but we will definitely be back tomorrow. Okay, now the article that I did post, and we're going to talk about this a little bit before we get to today's show with my man Brother Braggs, who is in queue. And this comes from Reuters. ICBC buys Barclays U.S. 80 billion London gold vault. London, May 16th. The ICBC, Standard Banking, is buying Barclays London precious metals vault, giving the Chinese bank the capacity to store gold worth more than, I believe that's going to be 80 billion. And this came from Reuters. And this was my commentary that I wrote. Nothing is more telling of the future distortions many will unknowingly face because of what is unfolding in the precious metals field. I can't express enough how the unprepared will suffer unimaginable displacement from an unspeakable evil. This will transcend all of the manipulative falsehoods that have been established in man's social, political, religious, and economic realm. A much broader and bolder enslavement cast has been set to further entrap all of mankind beyond compare and scope and scheme. Beyond compare and scope and scheme. Only the proper actions will overcome the spiritual attack, but not by the schooled approach that has been taught, which only holds a figment of the truth. We have become our own worst enemy from within. God can't and won't make perfect work perfectly. This is a path for you to choose and for us to lay. This is a decision held deep within our free will. And what do I mean by that? The overall manipulation and controlling of the resources to enslave mankind is not because people have an energy to do it. That is part and parcel. But because we don't have an energy to resist and refuse that for our lives, and refuse that for the other people that choose to execute their free will, not to have that encroaching on their existence. This is not their doing. This is our problem. And it's energy controls countries while resources control people. And this is something that is very critical. And many people will be caught completely off guard by this. But what I want to do is I want to just take a quick look at this before we go into, we're going to get into, Brother Braggs is in queue, and Brother Braggs got some heat for you, and all of this goes right with Brother Braggs, what we're going to be talking about on the show today. And at any time, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit *61. I will see you in queue and bring you up. This is critical, and the reason why this is critical is because I'm going to read this article really quickly. The ICBC, Standard Banking, is buying Barclays precious metals vault, giving China's bank the capacity to store gold worth more than 80 billion U.S. dollars in a secret location. The vault is one of the largest in Europe, with a capacity to hold 2,000 tons of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and it's been operational since 2012. The ICBC Standard Bank said Monday it has signed an agreement to buy the vaulting business and transfer the associated contracts subject to consent. The deal is expected to be completed in July. The ICBC Standard Bank specializes in commodity fixed incomes, currencies, and equities, and was formed in February of 2015 when industrial and commercial banks of China brought a 60% stake in Standard Bank, London-based global market business. Okay, I want to stop there real quick. This is telling you, everyone here in this country, that not only is, in my estimation, France and Germany going to leave the NATO nations, so is Britain. And they're going to already have an establishment with China. And China will be a critical state. One of the city-states of the world, and there's four city-states in the world, and those four city-states are Washington, D.C., the Vatican, City of London, and the Bank of International Settlement. There's going to be another one, but it's not going to add to the overall number of city-states. One is going to be taken off of the city-state list, and that is going to be Washington, D.C., and Beijing will be replacing it. This is why you're seeing the occupation of the financial realm and the overall collaborative entities coming together, because China is going to back their currency with gold. The U.S. will do the same thing, but the U.S. has ill-gotten stolen gold from the rest of the world. And not only from the rest of the world, from its citizens itself. This is critical, what is being brought about here. This is the changing of the debt-based economy to the asset-based economy. And you have to have an appropriate response to this. It doesn't really matter what you own anymore. It matters only what you control. Because what you own will be subject to receivership because of default. They can never take anything from you that you don't own. Controlling is the key. And you can't own the precious metals. You can only control it. And China understands the relative importance of that. This is why there's a massive move this way. Because if they control that resource, they can control the economic direction of everything. And there they can own the energy that's brought to the market. This is critical. So I want to pick up this article real quick. And this was all done relatively recently. So picked up. Neither the ICBC Standard Bank of nor Barclays disclosed the financial terms of the deal. Barclays said in January it intended to exit from the precious metals and move the business into non-core units, which includes all of the businesses it wants to sell or close. This is critical. Let me tell you why this is critical. They're selling this position because they're going to be selling many positions in the precious metals, because it's going to be where only London and Shanghai will set the price of gold. The golden rule, those with the gold rule. And it has to be an appropriate response out of us here. So I want to pick up, continue. Barclays model vault holds precious metals from pension funds, central banks, sovereign wealth funds, and other investors. And most over-the-counter gold and silver trading is cleared through the London market. And the clearing banks provided services for the clients to settle their gold and silver trade and ultimately have access to the reserves of physical metals. Stop right there. They're telling you everything right there. China's taking control of that because they are going to control the physical metals of everything, from the pension funds, the central banks, the sovereign wealth funds. And this is what they're going to require, is that your overall influence in the market will be what you can collateralize, what they're going to anchor their currency in, that being the precious metal. This is something that we must understand, and a lot of us may not know the ramifications of this. Everything that you've been brought up on, everything that you've known, has been based in debt. And even in that paradigm, there was very little debt that was, you weren't offered much debt in order to leverage it to start to acquire assets. Now just imagine, with no assets that we own, how vulnerable we will be to those that do. Those that do are making a strong position and a strong play to ensure that they will have that economic influence and say on those that don't have what they will do, ways and means. Their way of life, your way of life, will provide for their means of life. The article goes on. I see ICBC Standard Bank will become the first Chinese bank to operate its own vault in the UK, joining a small group to have the facility. This tells you everything that pretty soon you will see the changing of the historical London Six will have to be also established by the Chinese entity. So China will control all of the gold because they will be setting the overall pricing for it on all markets, and they will not allow anyone else to come in, and they won't allow anyone to engage in the current system that the U.S. has. And they this will be a part of the isolation and the sanctioning of the United States, which is a target on you. It goes on to say, the ICBC said last week that it joined the London clearing system for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, the first bank to admit it to the group since 2005. London's precious metals clearing, LPMCL, operates a central electronic metal clearing hub which deals both parties throughout the world, selling and the clearance in London. Other members include other members of the LPMCL are Barclays, SSBC, JP Morgan, the Bank of Nova Scotia, and USBC. This, again, ladies and gentlemen, is a very small article, but that is telling you everything. They're telling you before they do it. They are telling you that your common person's economy is going to collapse. And if you're not properly prepared for it, you will be in a position of disadvantage. I hear so many people say, David, don't scare me, and that and with this stuff. And David, you know, this scares me. David, what's going on? I don't operate in fear. Okay, that's understandable, but let me tell you why that is. The only reason why you're scared is because you're not prepared, because you haven't taken the necessary steps to prepare. All the individuals that have prepared and are diligently preparing now no longer experience any fear. They are positioning themselves to make ready for the opportunities of the transfer from the debt-based economy to the asset-based economy. This is why I've established Prosperity Mint, for you to actually to be in a position to prepare yourself as much as you possibly can. We sell the precious metals at Prosperity Mint. That's PROSPERITYMINT, Prosperity Mint. So that you can acquire some of the collateral of the new economy that all transactions will be based in one way or another. Fundamentally based off of. And this is critical that we do this. Yes, there is a place you should first get the appropriate food, water, and staple goods for your family, but you must have real money flowing into your homes. You have to pay yourself first before anyone else, because you are the one that went out and gave up your energy to acquire payment. And now you can transfer a debt's wage into a ladies and a gentleman or a king's wage. And this is what you need to do while that window is still open. Because they are repositioning, when I say they, the entities that want a different change and are executing their free will to bring about that will not be stopped by your lack of preparedness or fear or normalcy bias. You want everything to stay the way it is, and you only want to hear the good. I call it the psychotic optimist. We need to be stable realists. So, this is where we are. And we have Brother Braggs that is in queue. And we're going to go to a commercial break. But when we come out of that commercial break, but before we go into that commercial break, I would say, now is the time for you to prepare while you still can. To position yourself economically so that you can engage in the wealth transfer. So at least as this continues to happen, is not no longer when it happened, it already has happened, is just a different degree of it. So that when the degree hits you to where you can't deny it, you won't want to deny it. You will actively engage in it. You won't duck it. You will accept it. It's a much different position, because the person that tries to duck this, when they bend over, they're just going to be kicked all the way over from a boot. And that boot is going to be further disenfranchisement and impoverishment. And this is what I don't want to happen to you. I don't want it to happen to me. I don't want it to happen to our community. I don't want it to happen to mankind. But there is people that have a free will that want it to happen. And they've just been more organized than those that don't, because there has been a deception to have an ennui where you really don't care about things. So that makes their momentum even stronger. This is what I was meaning in the commentary. So listen, we're going to go to a commercial break at any time. If you'd like to get in on a question, on a conversation, a dialogue is much better than a monologue. Brother Braggs and I would like to hear from you and to take this conversation. You know, when Brother Braggs is in queue, it's all going to be fire. So stand by. You know, children, understand that Brother Braggs means you all the well, good, and he wants you to actually position yourself accordingly. Mothers, fathers, Brother Braggs, as you know, brings the truth. And this is what's so uniquely great about us all. We all have our individual journeys, and we all have our individual capabilities. I like to actually share the talents that I have with other individuals. I share my talents, and I also like to for them to share theirs with me. This is the true meaning of love, when you stop living for yourself and start living for the advancement of someone else. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to jump with Brother Braggs. We got a great show for you in store. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Ready or not, here they come. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave Arendt, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today at any time. If you'd like to jump into the, on a show with a question or comment, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61, which I'm sure that you know, but that's for all of the new listeners that we may have. So we have Brother Braggs that's in queue. Let's bring Brother Braggs up. Brother Braggs, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Braggs. Once again, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate the conversation that we had this afternoon, and so we got Brother Braggs together, and we just want to talk about some things, and Brother Braggs and I are going to be talking about the Moors. And I didn't get to post this because I was busy, really busy, but definitely later this week I'm going to start posting like we did before. Just so far behind in work right now and didn't have reception really where I was. So you didn't have an idea of what we were going to be talking about, but Brother Braggs is here, and we're going to be talking about the Moors and anything else that's on your mind. And we are here to actually have a dialogue and conversation with you, because you are the reason for the radio network and why we do what we do. And I just want to thank my Brother Braggs again for coming on and just talking about, you know, some of the things that he's found in his research. Brother Braggs is one of our continuous guests that is one of the favorites of the, you know, the show, because, you know, of all of the guests that we have, there are some very key figures, you know, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, and Brother Braggs, and my man Ra has really pushed himself there, and my man, everyone that calls in, Mel, and haha, Mel, got you, and everyone else that calls in, my man Jambone, and we're going to get Chico Stick back on, and some of the other guests, Brother Dr. Hawkins, and everyone. We have all great different talents and attributes. And Brother Braggs is very unique in his, and we all appreciate it because we know that this is very sincere, and I appreciate you coming on. Brother Braggs, man, let's jump into today's show. What, you know, there's so much about the Moors, Brother Braggs, but what's some of the things that were key and important to you that our people should know about the Moors, in your opinion? And just let's start there, you know, Brother Braggs. Why have the Moors been significant in some of your research, and what are some of the things that you have found? And if any of our callers definitely jump in. I know that some of you have. Let's talk about
In history period, Dave, the Moors are very important, man, because the Moors, from my research, this is my personal research, what I'm finding is that the The Moors controlled Spain from 711 until roughly around 1453-54. Now, during this period of time, we got a lot of things going on. We get the Inquisitions. We get them, the Moors being expelled from England and Spain by Isabella and Ferdinand and by the Queen in England. Also, the things that's happening, we got these Jews at every place that the Moors are at. These Jews have put themselves in a place where they're like the secretaries or the administrators between the Moors and the people. So they like running the Moors have let them run their business, but something happened in there. These Moors conspired against them. All the education that came through Europe came from the Moors, because the Moors were scientists. They came out of West Africa. They had just been recently, before this conquest, because Islam was running through Africa. So you either converted or off with your head. So a lot of people converted for convenience. Why fight? Yeah, I'll be that. And that's what some guys did. Now, they were real, the one thing about these Moors, they were real lenient. They let people practice their own religion. Even after they conquered, they let people practice their religions. They didn't really bother people about what they did. You know, as long as you're respectful. What they did do, they brought great culture to these people. They brought medicine, education, science, mathematics. Also, they brought navigation, because the Europeans, they had lost the ability to navigate for some reason. Now, let me say this at the same time. We got a married culture in America, in South America, in Mexico. We got cultures that mirror the cultures that are coming out of Africa. You hear what I'm saying? At the same time.
This is where
history is like so ridiculous that the monuments that are sitting in Africa and sitting in Ethiopia and sitting in the castles in Europe and the great churches, because see, they were first temples, but after the Moors got taken out of power, those temples were converted to churches. So the Moors are your master builders that go all through Europe, up into Russia. Now this land Europe is a really funny thing, because they don't teach you none of this stuff. This is digging. See, I'm a seeker. My ancestors make me do this, and that's why I do it. And I spread what I know. I give it to you freely, because you should know this. We should all know it. These people who created this great culture, in there somewhere there's a great conspiracy, because these people were taken out of power all around the world at the same time by these Europeans. You gotta check this game. This was no happenstance. When the Moors got put out of Spain, they took the Europeans to West Africa. Now, I'm going to give you the resource so you can see what I'm saying, because people will say I'm kicking the Moors. I don't make anything up, because I don't create history. I just research it.
Right, and investigate it. That's right.
J.A. Rogers, World's Great Men of Color, Volume 2, on page 305, is commentary and notes on references. When the Moors were expelled from Spain, they returned to Morocco, where the Emperor El Mansur reigned with them to invade Equatorial Africa, the old empire of Songhai. The invasion broke up the structure of the last great empire in Western Africa, and the chaos that followed set up Africa for the future European slave trade. The slave trade prospered, and the African continued to be poured into the New World. The figures on this subject vary, but it has been established that during the years of the African slave trade, Africa lost 60 to 100 million people. This was the greatest single crime ever committed against a people in world history. It was also the most tragic act of protracted genocide. The first Africans who came to the New World were not in bondage, contrary to popular belief. Africans participated in some of the early expeditions, mainly with Spanish explorers. The best known of these African explorers was Estevanico, sometimes known as Little Stephen, who, accompanied by De Vaca, expedition during 6 years, wandered from Florida, Mexico. They exited in Africa prior to the beginning of the slave trade, a cultural way of life that in many ways was equal, if not superior, to many of the cultures then existing in Europe. And the slave trade destroyed these cultures and created a dilemma that the African has not been able to extricate himself from to this day. I just wanted to just give y'all that little preface. that, man, there's so much going on at this time right here. So this is the time where they're talking about their renaissance. Now, you got the renaissance, you got the Inquisition, you got a lot of things going on. The printing press is invented. So now they get to run their propaganda game. Now, what I was getting ready to say before I started talking so fast, imagine this, that the Europeans in Europe, they're not the first people there. The first people there were people that look like you and me. Carthaginians, the Irishmen, all of these people look like you and me. The Phoenicians, the Atlanteans, all these people were black people. This is long before these people were in Europe. People look like you and me were there. They call them short, swarthy people. This stuff fascinated me. When I started, I've been doing this now for almost 30 years because at first I didn't have the money to buy my resources so I could dig and I could look. But over the years, I've been able to pile up books and stash so I can go back and look at things. And I see things, man. Okay, David, I'm talking too much, man.
David? No, brother, you had broke this down in a way that was so thorough. And I appreciate it, and because these are some of the things that we need to know. And then, like you said, they were actually the teachers of the sciences and astronomy and astrology, and they understood the value of things, and they established so many things that people had taken a lot of their works and had a different agenda established around them.
The castle they built in Spain, I believe it's called Alhambra. Look, this place had air conditioning. They blew air all through the building that smelled like flowers. And look, back of, just imagine this now. We're talking about, man, back in the day, 7-Eleven. They had air conditioning. They had running water. They had toilets. Now, check this out. They had the same thing in Ethiopia and Africa, too. They built in stone. Now, just check out the game. These Africans and these people here in the United States, because they're all the same people. They're all related. You feel what I'm saying? So don't let people get it twisted. See, they trying to put us in a box. We are in no box. We are the aboriginal. We are the original man. Fuck aboriginal. We are the indigenous to every land on this earth. People of color. We match the earth. We are sun people. I mean, I could go a lot of ways. That's why let nobody put you in a box. You are everything. You're the alpha and omega. I'm saying. We always been here. We gonna always be here. It's crazy. See, my ancestors talk to me. I say things. You might look at me, but I mean what I say. We have always been here. We gonna always be here. They'll be gone before we'll be gone, because we are of the earth. We are of the star. It's crazy, but it's true. But it's true.
Yeah, but it's true. And Brother Brax, what's some of the some of the inventions, what's some of the things that were brought to the world from the Moors?
The Moors had what they call a bang stick in Europe, too. Now, check this out. The Moors had the gun. They took it when they conquered Spain. They had the gun with it, but they didn't use the gun. They didn't feel that, you know, it was a weapon to be used like that. What they were more interested in were high sciences. They took everything to a high science, astrology, everything. The way that Alhambra is built, everything is lined up. Look, if you'll notice, on you see pictures of all these countries, you're gonna always see buildings that look just like the White House. And that used to mess with my mind, saying, man, they got a place in Italy that look like every place. If they show their capitals, they got a place that look just like the White House. That's that pie to the square root. That's the Fabaconi. Say it for me, David. Fabaconi. That's it's the same mathematics that they use to build these buildings, and the temples and the pyramids, all these energy centers, everything that those brothers built was set up on the chakras that are aligned through the earth. These brothers were some bad boys. See, this is what they took from us. They took knowledge and wisdom from us. We had sacred knowledge and wisdom. Not only did we have it, our women were the repository of this knowledge. Our women were the first farmers. They knew what the medicine was. They knew what to feed us, because they cultivated the seeds for the crop. So, man, our people are nothing to look. Our history is so deep. That slavery junk, it's a joke to me. I'm so deep into this. It's a joke. And people tell you that, you should just start laughing at it. Because, see, slavery in America, They were sending them Irish boys over here. They hit the Irish people so bad, and one of their main things was to put a black African or Indian, American Indian, on an Irish girl because they made better babies, because they thought that the white slaves, they didn't work that good. They didn't work out that well, honestly speaking. From my readings, they didn't work out that well. Matter of fact, they were working to death because they weren't that valuable to them. You gotta get into this history. This history is deep, man. This history will blow your cat back. Now, another thing that I'm messing around with is this Emerald Tablet, but I don't want to get too far ahead, but that's something else. And the Metaneta at the same time. Oh my goodness, my plate be full. But these Moors will blow your cat back. Now, when they start talking about these conquests, just think about this. When Christopher Columbus rolled on the American scene, he had come this way before, but he got lost. But when he came back with three ships, right? The Pinta, the Maria, and the Santa Maria, some junk like that. I think that's the names of the ships. Those three ships ended up getting, later on down the road, they ended up getting shipwrecked. They ended up getting destroyed. But anyway, he went back to England, and Isabella Ferdinand gave that Negro, gave him, he came back and got war dogs, he got armed men, and he came to America with Moors, were the navigators, I'm pretty sure. They say it was a black man. They didn't say it was a Moor, but if he was a navigator, he was probably a Moor, because Moors were the navigators. So they took the Moors to West Africa. Then they brought the Moors over here. Now, remember, I'm telling you this, at the same time, they got this nation is universal. It's on African shore, and it's here in America. The pyramids are all over here in America, just like they're all in Africa, just like they're all through Ethiopia. Just like they find them in Antarctica, they find them in here in the West here in America. We got ISIS, Temple of ISIS, and they got a bunch of them all down the Mississippi River, pyramids, mounds. So don't let these people fool you. Get in these books. The last thing that these people want any of us to know is that we indigenous to this land. That's the biggest joke. See, that's why they laugh at us. Our lack of knowledge, they laugh at us. Pick these books up and inform yourself and inform your children so they know who they are, what they're standing on, as people say. You're standing on that nonsense. One time about America, talking about America. Yeah. Look, man, my people been here, man, I don't know, forever. My people from down in the bottoms of Louisiana, little short lady folk were taught my grandmother, pure Indian. You know what I'm saying? My uncle, you see them people. I always knew who I was. I asked my grandmother one time. She said, "Son, ain't nothing new. We always been here." What do they tell you? Ain't nothing new. We always been here. Man, I don't worry about nothing. I'm always be here. I'm energy. I'm always going to be here. Energy is infinite. And if you could tap into it, oh my goodness. That's all I'm trying to do, perfect myself so I can really tap into it.
Right. That's where we all are. And you know, Brother Rags, it's amazing. When you talk about us, you know, always being here, and the truth of the whole thing, instead of the lie of the manipulation, is that all of the continents, if you look at them, they fit like a piece to a master puzzle right to Africa, and that's because it doesn't matter where what part of the land. That's only one land mass. Yeah, that's right.
And that's Africa. Everything else is floating on water.
Yep.
Most people don't know that. That's a trick.
Yep.
And it's the center. That is a trick. The world is the center of the earth too. Africa's the center of the earth. Check that out. That things they don't tell you. Now, how important could that landmass be? you see they surrounding Africa now. They running, man. They running over there now. Cause guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They're the fruit basket, the mineral basket, the wealth basket of the world. These people you mistreated, and guess what? The earth been tilted on its axis, and people are waking up all over the world about this mistreatment of us, and they know it. That's why the weather's all strange. I ain't gonna even go there. Let me stop.
No. You definitely can go there, and that's the key. You know, Brother Rags, the Moors were the navigators and the builders of the world, and you can see their overall influence throughout the whole world, even from the influence of even the trade routes that have been established even now. And like you said, is, you know, it wasn't, we don't just come from one place on the earth. We are indigenous to all parts of the earth, because there was not one place on earth that really didn't have any remnants, any original remnants of black people. You know, there's certain countries, I think there's only two countries that really try to suppress that, but now is only really one. China has now even admitted the overall connection to, and I think the only country that doesn't fully, but there's a difference there, is that Russia may not. I've done some research in the past, but I broke that research. But one of the things, if you look at historically, from Paul Robeson and everything else, the Russians have always had a different affinity for black people, and so this is critical because they want you to think that you're just from. Yeah, they do. They want you to think that you're
original black Russians.
Right, they still do. They still do, and they want you to think that we all come from one place and one place only, because then you're not there. So what? You're a refugee. They want you to think that you're a refugee, and this is
they're
critical.
The refugees. They're the invaders. They're the invaders of every land. They came from they come from the Caucasus Mountains. They come from,
yeah.
Listen, they don't come from where we come from. We come from different land masses. Okay, let me stop that. That's wrong. What I'm saying is wrong.
No. I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying is the concept,
black people did make a bunch of albinos. You got the Tamahu. Man, I'm telling you, it gets deep too. They got the Tamahu.
It gets real deep.
The Tamahu are what they call the creative people. Now, I don't know why they call them the creative people, but they white people. They tell you they fair skin with blue eyes. Now, there's a thing I'm talking about, the Yaqub, the scientist. Now, that's a whole other thing, see, because I'm telling you, I read too much. I could take you a whole bunch of places. I don't want to confuse you, take you off a bunch of places. Now, these albinos, the Tamahu, they were amongst the people. But wherever they were, trouble would brew. It would always be a great disturbance. So they pushed them to the edge of the community. They gave them a little spot on the edge of the community. And they still continue to be a problem, so they banished them. And that's where they're saying that the Caucasian race, they went into the caves. Now, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because when you start talking about these Caucasian people, when you really start talking about them, if you really, really think about it, they tell you this pilgrim shit. Where did they come from? See, now when I tell you that Europe was all people by black people who look like you and me in the old world, where did they come from? These are the people that came up out of those mountains and scared the hell out of people that ran the people away, far away from them as they could get. So these people were some hell of a people when they came out of them caves. They were barbarians is what they called them. And they didn't respect women, and they would screw anything that moved. And they were dangerous. They were bloodletting. They didn't care about letting. They loved to cut something up and tear it up and, man, stick your eyes out. Read about these people. These people, man, woo, better than TV, I'm telling you.
You know, Brother Braggs, it's the real energy behind this whole thing has always been a demonic one, you know, to control and deceive. And it's a separation that it's always been brought about, because that perpetuates. And I'm going to tell you, what would you have to do in order to conquer a great living planet and all of the beings on it? You have to conquer those strongest ones that can actually have the overall technical and scientific capabilities to defend themselves. So what do you have to do? There has to be a strategical plan to dissolve those entities and that strength. And that is, my friends, is always done by asymmetrical approach. And I know in my research of the Moors, there has been an infiltration and a changing that has taken place. So, Brother Braggs, what some of your research?
The Moors end up falling out. They had two different factions of Moors. The one with the Tawny Moors, I believe the other one with the Alma branch, but it's two branches of Moors. One branch is a black branch, and the other branch is a white branch of the Moors. Now, you know, when they went in, it was 3,500 dark-skinned Moors and 300 Tawny Moors when they went in for the conquest. Tariq being the leader of the thing, he worked for another caliph or sultan or whatever you want to call it. He had just converted to Islam. And so when they talk about he came in on the... What's the rock, man? The Rock of Gibraltar. I'm sorry, man. The Rock of Gibraltar. Named after Tariq, the Rock of Gibraltar. He came in there. And when he came in there, the Moors, when they came in, they sunk their ships. They like, damn, we either going to kick ass or we're going to die today. And they were on horses. They had taken their horses off the ship. They sank the ships. They rode in and they kicked behind. And they kicked behind so tough, they went farther than they thought they were going to go. It was so easy, they was like, wow. So when he had to report back to the big boss, you know what I'm saying? The big boss came in with the regular guys, with the, you know, the light skinned Moors. And these boys end up down the road, they end up fighting about women, man. They end up falling out about white men. They call them things like starve the earth. Well, man, I was reading some stuff, made me sick in my stomach. These brothers lost a kingdom because of women and differences in opinion. Now, mind you, Muslims are not supposed to fight against Muslims, and they fell out about some. You hear what I'm saying? So, I know that tells me something. That's why I'm not denominational. I don't follow none of these people's precepts. My precept, my Bible is true. And I plug into my creator. I'm part of that creation. I'm God. Sorry, people. I'm sorry if I'm shocking you, but I'm God. And you God too. You just don't know it.
The influence that the Moors had, I mean, because a lot of people don't know, because they were such the scientists, one of the reasons why they took over Spain is because Spain had large silver deposits, because you can't really do anything in technology without silver, and that's what gives you a edge in technology, and that's one of the reasons why they targeted Spain.
Well, all of those mines were started by those old Carthaginians. And those, man, I'm telling them, old brothers, they were miners. They had miners in England. They had mines under the ocean, man. These brothers, the more you study us, man, they'll blow your mind. These brothers had mines that went under the ocean. I'm talking about before they had all this equipment and whatnot. These boys were, to me, they're amazing. The things that our people did, they're amazing. Just think about this. They cut buildings out of living stone. They made dwellings out of solid granite. Oh, granite is the hardest stone. They cut this stuff like butter. It's just, man, you got to really peek it. That's why when I talk about excellence, your people are excellent. If you just look at them, you know you're somebody just by looking at what they have done, what they accomplished, all the things that they left to symbolize who we were and what they have done. Not just in Africa, it's right here in America. And they left it because they knew people were going to do just what they did. So they left the mark in the sand that stands the test of time. You feel me? And right now, these vandals are tearing shit up on purpose, because now they have the technology to finally destroy the images that our ancestors left. That's why you gotta get on this history, people. You gotta get on. I've been telling people lately, we also gotta start writing the history that we live moment by moment.
That is so true.
So you keep track, an accurate account. Just think of every black family kept a running tally on history, day to day history. They can't write these lies anymore. They no longer have the narrative, because we have a narrative, and then we have a hysterical narrative. Just think, you do your family thing, family reunion. You have a time where y'all sit down and assess what happened during the year. And write it down. And see, then history is almost like our ancestors did it anyway. That's what they did. They took the history and put it on a wall in rock and stone where even the graffiti artists couldn't tear it down. They've tried up until now, it's still here. You gotta think about that. That's deep, man. To me.
That is. Hey, Brother Rags, we gotta go to a commercial break. Listen, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. The number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Here you go.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and what we have with us today is Brother Braggs, is breaking it down, giving us some introduction and talking about the Moors. If you have anything that you would like to hear, I would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032-POUND. And so,
The Dogs of God.
Yeah, definitely.
It's called The Dogs of God. It's by James Reston Jr., and he's also the author of Warriors of God. This book is Columbus, the Inquisition, and the Defeat of the Moors. That's what this book is, Dogs of God by James Reston. I just wanted to read this right quick, Dave. The Christian population of the peninsula, the rest being the Jews and the Moors. The Jewish population, numbering about 120,000, maintained good relations with the Christian kings of Castile. Under the rulers, the Almohades, that's the ones I was talking about, Dave, the Jews have been repressed, and they responded by helping the Castilian kings in their perpetual struggle against the Moors. When the Christians seized more and more Moorish territory, they returned their favor, and the Jews soon held numerous important posts in the royal court. Meanwhile, Arabs living under Christian rule, called Mozarabs, were tolerated and nurtured. Through them, the wisdom of the Arab world, from its science to its arts, was translated from the Arabic into Latin. This trove of learning was then sent north into the largely illiterate principalities of Central Europe. The reign of the Castilian King Alfonso X, 1252 to 84, represented the high point of cross fertilization. Schooled in Arabic and known as El Sabio, the learned one, Alfonso was responsible for the great cultural and social works. Even as he gave lip service to the traditional obligation of Christian kings to confront and conquer the Moors, he set out to create a Christian culture in the north of Spain that was equal in glory to Moorish culture in the south. He ordered both the Quran and the Talmud to be translated to Latin, and he promoted valuable translations from Arabic astronomy that came to be known as Alphonsine tables, and that would guide the study of astronomy for the next 200 years until the revolutionary work of Nicolaus Copernicus changed everything. These tables were produced by a collaborative effort of 50 astronomers in 1252, including a clutch of Arabic astronomers and an important Jewish astronomer named Yehuda ben Moses Cohen. They sought to plot the path of the planets as a series of intricate, interrelated episcopals. And I'm saying that wrong. Epic cycles, and to describe the constellations beyond the planets. But this is where everything comes from. All the knowledge that the science and whatnot was taken at that point right there and given to the Europeans, because they had it not. This is the Renaissance. This is the change of the world. This is actually a hand in over power. It's taking the power from the black world, and the power is being taken by the sword, by the white world. Notice he said they translated the two religions into Latin. And if you pay attention, those religions end up being one. But you're not paying attention. But that's another story, another day. Okay, Dad.
But see, that's key, Brother Bryce, because when we look at what's going on now, you can see the overall transition from that to today's world and what we have right now.
That's right.
You know,
that's why it's so fascinating, man.
And not only that, the influence of that, and this actually goes to all of the manipulation that we see around us from the institutions and the corporations that actually make most of the major decisions on this planet. And this is why we continue to not know the enemy that's at hand. Now, Brother Braggs, what did your research find with some of the outside of the warring for the different women and everything else? But what were some of the American influences that the Moors had?
This government that we live in, this government is based off of the Iroquois Federation, man. This shit is deep, man. The government that we have, our democracy, our supposed democracy, is based off the Iroquois Federation. These are the people. This is the governance that was in America when these Europeans, pilgrims, came here to set up this perfect union, as they called it. Because what it is,
right?
It's the massive theft of lands around the world. Basically, you think about this, you got the British and India at the same time. I'll give you their name. See, this is what started intriguing me. I had a young cat tell me about 12 years ago. He was like, man, you on point, old boy, but you need to do this. You need to chronologically go across, because you ain't there deep, but you go across the time span, everything that's going on in that time span at that time. I never looked at it like that. That changed the whole galaxy. Game changer. Because then I started seeing things differently. Because we got parallel things going on at the same time. Now think about this. You got this guy, what is it, Littleton? I want to say his name right. I don't want to mislead y'all. Oh, Alan Smith and his boys. These boys are down jacking the Indians down in India, killing them with this fair trade shit. Fair trade ain't nothing but taking all your resources and starving your ass out and moving you off the land. I really wish I could have said it better than that, but sorry. But that's what it basically is.
But no, but that's what
that
it
fair
is.
Fair trade, they're still using that right now. Fair trade is fucking with people all across that world. All of them, the refugees move, that's fair trade. That's fair trade, and the army's moving into your shit. Get you moving off your land. Your resources, you have none. You have no possessions. Siege tactics. The art of war. All this plays Machiavelli. This is Machiavellian attitudes. You gotta, see, I'm saying, you know what? I'd be surprised. I read so much shit. The shit just, you start seeing connections. I can't explain how. You just start seeing them. They're in your head because you got so much stuff floating around in there. Every last paragraph that you read is a brick in your ideals. It's a brick to build a wall. It's a structure to connect ideals, thoughts, patterns, not emotions. Because emotion, you can't do nothing with emotion when you're trying to find fact. Emotion will throw you off course. You got to stay focused.
That is so true. That's one of the keys to being a great investigator is being able to separate emotion from a true and a credible lead. And emotions is never one that does that.
Balance. You know what? When I say balance, that means not being biased on one side or the other. Period. Objective. Totally objective. Cause you more, look, the hunt is more exciting than me. Just finding, cause you go through so many steps in the hunt, cause you finding information that you didn't know you was gonna find as you looking for what you looking for. I'm saying I can't really express it any better than that. For me, I just be fascinated about what I find.
No, you're right, brother. So, hey, brother Bryce, we got a caller in queue. Let's go to that caller, cause I don't like to keep the callers waiting. One second.
Okay, Dan.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And question or comment for Brother Bragg.
Greetings to you, Brother Dave, Brother Bragg. This is Roz. How's everything?
Brother Roz, what's going on, man? I know the
All
heat.
Right.
Here comes the heat.
It's great to talk to you. I just wanted to chime in because Brother Bragg is putting it down major right now. First, I wanted to say, for anyone who was interested in learning more about the Moors, another great book is The Golden Age of the Moors by Dr. Ivan Van Sertima. It gives you a very comprehensive history of what they've done. Also, I wanted to say that the knowledge that the Moors actually took into Europe was Nile Valley High Science. What they did was they cracked the hieroglyphs long before white people did. So I think it was like about 1,000 years or more before Champollion deciphered the hieroglyphics for white people, the Moors had done so. And they basically took all of the high sciences from the Nile Valley, Ethiopia, Egypt, Nubia, Sudan, all of those complexes, and they codified it and took it into Europe. This was all during the Dark Ages. So they're the ones who actually brought Europe back when they lost 2/3 of their population due to disease.
To the plague,
and,
right.
Absolutely, to the plague, absolutely. And then the other thing I wanted to touch base on, too, is that there's a brilliant book, because I've always told people that the stories in the Bible are not about African people, it's the story of white people. And the books that are missing in the Bible fill in the gaps of what I talk about. There's a brilliant book called The Lost Books of the Bible and Forgotten Books of Eden. And it has all of the books that were removed from the Bible by the Nicene Council and other councils within Rome. And in that book, they have a book called The Book of Adam and Eve. And in that book, they explain that Adam and Eve, when they were banished from the Garden of Eden, went into the caves. Now, who lives in caves and who's come out of caves? Caucasian people. And it tells the story of exactly what happened when they went into the cave. So all of the information that the Nation of Islam had put out way back in the days was accurate. There's another great book by Paul Guthrie called The Making of the White Man, where they talk about the same thing and they go into depth, and they also cross-reference stories from around the world as to what whites had done to non-white people when they left the Caucasus Mountains. So I just wanted to chime in with that, and thanks again for a brilliant show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got a few more references just if people want references. Look, the Black Jacobians, that's a good one, too. I'm going to put y'all on a game because you know what? I'm a hunter. And anybody got some books for me, I will sure go get them. Look, the Black Jacobians. This is by C.L. James. The other one is Columbus, The Conspiracy, Michael Bradley. The other one is The Character of the Inquisition, William Thomas Welch. The other one is The Jews in Christian Europe, 1400 to 1700. That's by John Edwards. The last reference is The Holy War in Constantinople and The Clash of Islam in the West by Roger Crowley, 1453. Those will get you all the way in there, and that'll show you, man, just show you a whole bunch of things that's going on. Now, like I was saying, it's a whole bunch of stuff going on at the same time. You got Alan Smith and them in India. They're down there murdering our brothers for their land and their resources. You got these boy Columbus, he comes into America and Mexico, they go in here, they decimate the people. You got things going on all over the world spontaneously. You got the people in the Pacific Islands. You got the Hawaiians, they went and took their land, Dole and whatnot. So these people just started moving on. Then, I'm almost coming to the future. I don't want to go that far, I want to stay back where we are. Now, when they come over to here in America, at one time here in America, blacks owned more slaves than anybody. Who were those blacks?
Yep.
Now, you got to remember this now, because I'm telling you, black people are the Indians. Now, you don't have to believe me. Start doing your research. You're going to find what I found. We are the Indians. My people told me that. That's where I got that from. As I grew up, I started doing research, and I started like, wow, we are the Indians. That's just my belief. Now, because we Indians don't mean we're not connected to Africa, because that's the mother, father, dysphoria. That's the main settlement or main, you feel me? That's the main branch right there.
Right.
That starts off everything. So don't let these people cut you away from who you are. And see, when you look at this, just think what they did around the world. Puerto Rico, slavery. So you got people this is what I'm saying. The rape of the black woman creates all these different people. Puerto Rico, Brazil, Jamaica, Haiti, all these, Cuba, they did what they call black anique, where they sent these Europeans to wipe out the population. That's why I tell you, the black woman is the mother of all civilizations. They couldn't dominate it. All they could do was dilute it. Or when I say dilute, I'm talking about as far as the purity, where you come from a black or a copper color to a mulatto to white. to Europeans. Now, once again, these people, see, that's the whole thing. Remember that the black man is the maker, the owner, the cream, the father of all civilization. Everything comes from the black man. So these albinos, because that's what they are, that's why I was taught in school, they don't teach that no more. The people with the least meddling are albinos. If a frog is all white, they call them an albino. They're albinos. So I don't want to give you a science lesson, but it's basic science. Especially when they start talking about dominance, genes, and all this. Look, you are melanated. We are melanated. There's nothing more dominant than that. It can't be. From everything comes melanin. Every plant, melanin, green, melanin. That's 98% of what you made of, melanin, that plant juice. Man, it's deep. Photosynthesis. You are photosynthesis. You are a heat-seeking, sucking heat, sun-absorbing being. Makes you have energy, electric. They won't teach us that in school either. That's why you supposed to eat a certain type of diet. You don't want no acidic diet. You need an alkaline diet. So that makes your electrical impulses all through your body, maintains your organ, makes your brain fast. You see the whole spectrum of light. You hear the whole spectrum of sound. You're a super being. They just don't want to teach you that you're a super being. But you are. And I am. We are gods. Know thyself, for ye are gods. That concept came from people that look like you and me. We're the first people to walk this planet. Hundreds of thousands of years, maybe millions before anybody was on this planet, it was us in nature. Period. I'm done preaching. I'm sorry.
No, man, that's so true. And this is, you know, some of the things that we need to recognize, because once we start to see that, then we start to realize that, oh man, it doesn't matter what anyone else says. It matters what I start to find out through my own education, because your education should serve you, should serve your purpose, and should serve the purpose of your family and your community and the overall global human population at large. But too many of us follow schoolings, and this is what is disastrous of nature.
I'm about to school totally my grandmother, sir. It's going to be, man, I don't know how they're going to handle that, baby. I'm a schooler. She's going to be school, bro. Well,
yeah,
that's my job. That's the only job I left on
right.
To school my baby.
Right. That's the only one that matters right now as we speak. But, Brother Bragg, so now, what was in your findings, what were some of the things that were taken? And how, what was some of, you know, I won't say but what was the cause of some of the turmoil within the Moors that ultimately led to a larger
They ended up falling out about women, and the other thing that because they were all Muslims, they weren't supposed to fight each other, but it ended up becoming a racial thing. You know what I'm saying? So my other part about the Moors, now this is the part that keeps me studying, that keeps me looking, because I'm trying to find a direct connection. I want to see where they say it. You know what I'm saying? I know that they went into Africa and West Africa. Now, I know that they came to America. But I want to know, how did they find this division of brothers like Hansen? How did they find Hansen? Abraham Lincoln, he was supposed to be a person of color, a mulatto. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, he was.
Penny, when you see that penny, you see they got his back turned. Look at the penny. They got him turned the opposite of every other president, and he's brown. That's the copper color people. See, they talk too much. I keep telling you, they tell you everything.
See, yeah, right.
You just gotta pay attention. See, they think we stupid, so they show it to us. They put it right in your face. See, that's the copper color. They show you who you are. But don't let them fool you, because now you know. I just told you. Now look it up. We'll see who the copper color people of America were. They're you and me. That's the real Indians. They have federations all over. Queen California, Queen Charlotte from England, but Charlotte is named after the Queen Charlotte from England.
Califia.
Califia. And those sisters in California, they were like the Amazons. They didn't have men, but they were some women that could handle anything. Those women were supposed to self-pregnate. I read that. Now that's deep.
I remember coming across that, but I never. It never kept me in that, because actually, some of my other studies led to other places too. But yes, I'm very familiar, not familiar, but I remember coming across that, and it was phenomenal because of their overall celestial capabilities of who they were and what they communed with. Yes, I heard of that too, Brother Braggs.
And look, that's like the Dogon and the Hopi over here. They're the same. I'm going to show you.
Hopi Indians.
You got
yeah.
parallels. Because see, it's all the same people. They just got
right.
to see, just like we all the same people. We got different styles, though, but we the same people. Now, I was reading that the Negrito and the Egyptian was different. Now, I'm trying to find out why the Egyptian and the Negrito was different, but they look the same. You dig what I'm saying? Why are they different? So I don't know that. Now, the Hebrews, they're a whole something. I'm telling you, man, I'll be in there deep. These Hebrews are a whole something else, too. When we get to mess with the Romans, we'll find out that the Romans chose the light-skinned Jews over the dark-skinned Jews. So they ostracized, the same thing they did in Spain, because they let the wrong people handle their business. They was easy to take out, because it was a massive conspiracy to put them out of power. Just imagine what I'm saying. I'm saying that the royalty of Europe was all black people. When these people made that move on these boys in Spain, they flipped the whole thing, the whole balance changed. I'm saying that they took over the world right there from the shores of Montezuma. All this relates to this. This is the defeat of the Moors. And I heard that 1,000 times, and man, I don't know where, somewhere, somebody said, didn't you know that this is the song, that this is the defeat of the Moors? It's the song, that's where the Marines
yep.
come from. Land yep. amphibious. Now, remember this too. These Moors were some bad boys. These boys were controlling commerce. Up and down the coast. They control all the seaports. They control the travel. They was making the money. That's why these boys got moved on. It's just like a corporate takeover. But this is a world takeover. Now, up until this takeover, the world wasn't racial. It wasn't black and white like that. But once these Europeans took over, they had to infuse their racism in order to keep their position that they had just gained by any means necessary, by deception or whatever it took.
And with that, they were able to establish in that manipulation, they took over propaganda. This is why Black Talk Radio Network is so important, because the overall, they were able to mold, shape, and create the opinion and the overall cause and effect of things by controlling propaganda. This is where the printing press had became one of the greatest inventions, because it served the purpose of enslaving people even more. It revolutionized slavery, because you can now
don't forget George Washington, don't forget none of them boys. They're still playing their part in there too, because they're doing slavery in there. All this is together now, and that's what I want you to
yeah.
see. I want you to see all the layers across the time span, because see, that's what I didn't see it for. That's when you start like, oh snap, this was a worldwide conspiracy. This wasn't no little thing. They went to Mexico and they conquered Mexico because they knew Mexico had gold and whatnot. They came into the Americas. They knew that they had a great civilization. Everywhere they went, they knew that these people had great civilization. They didn't go to the wilderness. They knew where they was going, because they had people to take them there. But see, they won't tell a story right. That's why we got to do the legwork. We got to fill in the piece. You know what I'm saying? Because just think, American Revolution, all this shit is happening at the same, all this stuff is happening. This is all the same time span. You think about the Europeans. They had the 100-year war, the 30-year war. This. Now, check this out. We start off with this. We got kings and we got the church. All through there. These crusades, all this is inspired by the church. All this is going on at the same time. This is the things you gotta put in. All the spices in there at the same time. But this is all geared towards one thing: to overthrow this black nation, this black world order. And once they do, I think the New World Order ended when Israel was created by the Rothschilds. That's when the New World Order was starting to take shape, because they had finally got all the black. You see what I'm saying? It took everything from the black lands. They didn't put all the brothers that's put out of Europe. Europe ain't got no ruling class of black people in Europe no more. Now remember, all Europe was people by black people first. This is what they don't
yeah.
tell you.
We got to talk about
where
that.
Where did those people
right.
go? Where did all the people from Egypt go? Where did all them people go? All them black, where did they go? where all these missing black people go? They came to America. We know that some people died off. Now, remember this. America was a slave-breeding colony. These people came here, their plantations was already set for them. All they had to do was come and take mastership. So these boys, George Washington, and these boys who wrote the Constitution and did all this, boo-boo, running back and forth to England and whatnot, these boys was traitors. They was conspirators. Because, see, they was going against their mother country, the queen, and the church. They going against two things. The church is trying to take power, too. You got the church trying to take power from the royalty, the laws of kings.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of stuff going on at the same time. That's what makes this so interesting. It makes it better in the movie because you gotta go check each chapter. And so all these boys, they're working towards the same end. You see, National Geographic, all these boys, they're not going to put this story out there for you because this story, they want this story far from your mind as possible. They don't even want to hear this. What I'm saying is like heresy. It's like, oh my God, what's wrong with this man? It's crazy. But just think about it. I'm crazy like a fox.
My man, Brother Brax. My man. So, all right, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Because important conversation, anything that you would like to share, would definitely like to hear from you. And now we need to talk about some of the influences that this all had in the global governance of it all, and how this actually was maintained through economics, governance, and the rituals of religion. Very, very important. So
that's a whole other story right there. That's a long story right there when you bring religion into that picture.
Yeah, it is. So, all right, everyone, we're going to go to it. Go ahead, Brother Rags, before we go into the commercial break. Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, I don't want to tell you to go look up Josephus Flavius, Titus Flavius, and Vespasian Flavius. Go look them boys up. Those boys have a lot to do with religion. Look up Haran, the Phycos. Look up all them boys. They'll blow your mind about religion. You want to know about religion? Look them people up. Constantine, Justinian. Man, look these people up. Man, do yourself a favor. Please look him up. Please. Look up the Reverend C.C. Reverend Charles Colac Jones. Look him up. Religion in America. He instituted the policy for religion. Please read that. You can Google that. That's a free one right there. Google that. Charles Colac Jones. Religion in America. I think it's 1865. I think that's the one. That's the date.
Brother Braggs has the whole library right there in front of him. He don't need no Google search or anything like that. He don't need no smartphone to find what it is he needs. It's right there in his mind and right there at his fingertips. This is the art that has been lost. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish this conversation, very important conversation. We'd love to hear from you with your questions and comments about the Moors. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have with us today Brother Braggs. We're talking about the Moors, and if you have any questions or comments, definitely, definitely make yourself known. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound, then hit star 61. So I want to bring Brother Braggs back up. Brother Braggs is there in queue. Brother Braggs, now,
I just want to say one thing about the Alhambra. I just wanted to read this right quick. In 1248, work began on a colossal Alhambra in Granada, with its 13 towers and fortified walls above the ravine of the Delo River. The River of Gold, the Red Palace, took shape over the next 100 years. The extraordinary rooms of interior, the courtyard of the lions, the hall of the two sisters, the court of the myrtles, finished at the end of the long process under the reign of Joseph I. In the mid-14th century, with their arabesque moldings and gold ornament and Berkeley carvings, these rooms became the wonder of the world. Most stunning of all was the courtyard of the lions, whose oriental feel was more reminiscent of Japan than the Middle East, and whose vision was to replicate the Garden of Paradise. For all its might and intelligence, creativity and tolerance, the kingdom of the Moors had been steadily shrinking since the beginning of the second millennium of Christ. The reconquest of Spain by the Christians had pushed south slowly but relentlessly. At the beginning of the 15th century, the Moor state was in its twilight, reduced to the humiliation of vassalage, enduring only as the suffrage of the Castilian kings, whose might increased year by year. The question was only who would finish the job and when. The answer was the Catholic sovereigns, Ferdinand and Isabella, in their triumphant over the Moors. In the apocalypse of 1492, in the 13th century, Spain represents the apogee of tolerance and cross-fertilization between the three great religions of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Now, just remember what they're saying. They're saying all three of these religions lived right there in Spain. Once the Moors came, they were there in peace, and everything was okay. All right, let me go on. The seeds of later trouble were sown during the same period. For it was early in the century that the institution of the Inquisition was established in earnest. The problems of wayward belief had bedeviled the Christian church since its earlier days, and yet very early on, the attitude toward heretical views was one of forgiveness, tolerance, and exhortation. Christ himself had set the tone in an interchange with the Apostle Peter when Peter asked his Savior, as recounted in Matthew 18:21, how many times he should forgive one who had sinned against him. I say unto thee, until 70 times, he replied, but until 70 times 7. But later, St. Paul addressed the question of heresy in his instruction to Titus, the bishop of Crete. The Episcopal Paul to Titus 1:10, vain talkers and deceivers polluted the company of the true believers, Paul wrote, and the purveyors of Jewish fables were among them. Reject the man who heretic after the first and second admonition, knowing that he who is so subvertive and sinneth condemns himself, with 3:11. There was no mention of punishment. This stance of succession, admonition, and reconciliation lasted until the 4th century, when the doctrine of early church faced its first major challenge with the Manichaean heresy. To Manichaeans, the world was essentially evil, but through the effort of the disciple, the individual could achieve perfection. They believed in Christ, but denied the holy sacraments. They rejected the authority of the Pope and replaced him with their own high priest. Okay, that's far as I go, Dave. Sorry about that. I got too deep in there. I just want you to feel the air, the atmosphere. Everything was cool until these church people got together. This is where they lost their power. When the Jewish church and the Catholic church got together, them boys had a problem. Now, see, nobody never said that. They won't put that picture together. But that's a picture we got to see. We got to see what was in that stew to get us kicked out. Because, see, all this leads to the subjugation that we live in today, so we got to understand our predicament.
Right.
Where did it come from, and how did we get here? See, this is what I do. That's what I do, what I do. That's it. That's what keeps me running. That's what keeps me going. My ancestors make me push it. Push it me.
I absolutely love it. Okay, we're getting on the conversation. Questions or comments for Brother Bragg, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61.
We'll bring you in. Anybody want to add to my hypothesis? Because this is just, you know, I'm trying to find plausible information lead me to what happened. Because, see, nobody going to tell us. We have to figure this out ourselves. So we can let somebody tell us a story, or we can do our own legwork. We can let somebody write this narrative, or we can write the narrative ourselves. But what we want to do is get to the truth. So it's better if we find the truth for ourselves than let somebody give us their truth.
I mean, that is ultimately it, because you are born free and independent. Like I said earlier, you know, the great creator God Almighty made it perfect, but in order for it to work, just because he made it perfect doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly. You have to make it work perfectly. So very great, very, very crucial and critical. And, you know, Brother Braggs, when you look at, you had asked a very important and astute question. Why would these entities actually come together and continue the overall push for global enslavement of people? Because it's not just one people, but there is a greater threat to the overall stability of that all, and that has always been my contention, is because it comes from the actual origin of the original creation of life that you have to always keep in check the most. And, you know, it's, if you ever really studied some of these, you know, organizations that have a lot of prestige and everything else, there's always a real problem that you come up with, and that is, what is it that they are really doing indeed instead of what their creation is? I mean, or sort of what their creed is instead of their deeds instead of their creed. Instead of what they say they are, what are they really? And you'll start to see the flaws there. We got another caller here. Don't want to keep this caller waiting. Let's jump into this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment for Brother Bragg?
Peace, brothers. This is Larry.
Dave, what's up, brother? Peace to you.
Good show, guys. Good show, man. I had a quick question. Did the Moors follow any sciences like from the Anunnaki?
Well, you know what, man? That's another thing. See, you got the Amun-Ra priesthood, you got the Isis. Look, it's a bunch of esoteric things that go along with this too. And I haven't yet started to, now, like I was telling Dave earlier, this Emerald Tablet got my curiosity peaked. I'm doing the Meta-Netter and some other things I'm doing on that kind of level. And, you know, it's kind of hard to keep track of everything, you know what I'm saying? So you got to
focus
at one point. But
right, you do.
Remember what I'm saying, this, the Amun-Ra, the Isis cult, Delphi, all these cults, these Moors, they were into this Masonic stuff. Now, nowhere do I see what cult, were they Amun-Ra? I don't know. Were they Isis? Were they Delphi? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I haven't run a pointer yet, but I'm going to run a pointer because I got a lot of resources. And eventually, I will call it, and see, that's why I read all kind of junk, too, because that's how I get my information. You got to read to find this stuff, because nobody's going to tell it to you. You got to dig, man. But I'm digging. I'll get to it. If it's there, I'll find it eventually. Depending on how much time I got. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, my time might be running out. I don't know.
No, it's never. You're eternal, brother. Like you said, eternal. Now, I would ask, now, have you
on this planet? Right now. You know.
Oh, in this moment in eternity. Yeah, no, definitely, brother. Now, Mel, I would ask, have you had any chance to research that to as regards to your question? Then I'll give my opinion of that once, or what I found from that.
Well, I'm still learning. I'm no expert, but yeah, I've definitely done some research. Yes, sir, I have.
Now, yeah. I don't want to confuse you, but see, I read somewhere that the Anunnaki was the fallen angels or the children of a Caucasian race. That's just reading up, I'm saying, the fallen ones, I'm just saying. But that's a whole other thing, because see, I'm telling you, I read a lot of things. And eventually, because see, what I do, when I get enough information, I start cross-referencing my information till it is either truth or not truth. It either pans out or it's, you know what I'm saying, one way or the other. And as far as the Anunnaki and Ethiel and these boys, it's a whole bunch of stuff on that. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff. When you get in the Book of Enoch, the Seven Watchers, this and that, it's so much stuff, man.
That's why we
got to try to sort through it. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing.
My research, I did not get that information through my research. That's interesting, okay?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I played the we started the Book of Enoch here in significance. One day I missed one day where it was, and I'm gonna play that again because it's pretty long, but it's still stuff that needs to be done. Now I would say, like Brother Bragg said, that we got to remember that history is a part of eternity, and it's been much longer than what the books of lies that have been written, you know, and so. And there is a distortion in all of that. You know, during different periods and different times, they've gone around to destroy or steal or remove different texts so that the everyday person would not have access to it, because they didn't want people to know some critical things that would actually bring about their liberation. And the liberation, the most important liberation, is the one of your mind, to where you no longer think that someone has authority over you. But then when you have that, then they got you right where they want you. Their magic has caused you to believe something, you know. It's not, you know, it made you believe that something that's not truthful is the absolute and positive truth that you can't even ever question. Some people are even afraid to question rituals.
It's a whole world of that Hollywood spells. Spell it, will you?
You
know,
right.
Stuff start, you know what? Because they put it, they dangle it in front of our face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just got to take time and just take a deep breath and see it, because it's right there in front of us. You know what?
I was going to
read you this stuff about Hollywood, why they use oak. I had a whole thing, but I'm not going to do it today. Another time, we got time, I'm going to show you something. Man.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm tripping on this too. That the paper that they write on, man. Oh my goodness! There's so much stuff.
Yeah,
and this
there's
is,
so
this
much
is
stuff.
What,
it almost has
the esoteric, the hidden, the unknown. Look.
Yeah, so true.
Some things that when you get on this thing about, just like the life force. The life force is two things. The life force is the seed, and it's the blood. Now, the spirit is in both of those, right?
Yep.
See, people don't think about this. That sperm that you make in your brain. It's made out of pure metal. Pure metal. The same thing that the heavens are made of. That sperm from your brain goes down your spinal cord into your nut sack as a man. You carry that seed in your sack until you deposit it into the female. That's the first plane. The second plane is when that woman carries the seed, but she carries for 9 months. The sacred number of completion, huh? Now that person comes into another plane. It's on now that seed and that soul has a vehicle, which is a body. Now it's on this third dimension, on this plane with us. This person can only come to this dimension through the woman. That's why the woman is sacred. I'm just going through this because, just in case, so people know why I talk about the black woman. No matter what problem I have with any individual, know this: the woman is God. Period. To be protected, even when you don't disagree with, she's God. You make allowances for God. You don't strike God. You don't kick God. If you got bad things to say, keep it to yourself and walk away from God. Come back when you're good. That's just me. Me and my mama never had a, that was God. Got my behind with many days from God. But it made me who I am today. Why do you do this? See, that's how God was. Why did you do that? My mama used to put me on the spot. Why did you do it? Acting out because you're just mad. Why did you do it? A bull and a chop, man. These things are important. These things make you control yourself. The whole thing is about controlling yourself, controlling your ego. Keep your base self in check. Keep your balance so your God self can dominate. And it's easy. If you think of it like that, you're not going to kill God. You're not going to hurt nobody that look like God. You God. Once you get that in your head, all this nonsense will cease and desist. But you got to get it in your head. You got to reprogram yourself from self-destruction. That's all I'm saying.
You have to care.
That's how I think.
Yeah. You have to care, and more important, have the reverence for the great creation that you are and your overall ability. And that is so true. And, you know, just for Mel's question, you know, there are many things in this great infinite universe that the great creator God Almighty has made. And one of the things that you can tell that everything is based in lie, because if you really look at a lot of the things that we're taught by you know, school of obedience and different rituals, it makes you think that the only thing that really matters in the whole universe, the only thing in the universe is you. Because that is a actual indication of where the control is. It's not putting you in the real proper perspective of how beautiful and how great you are among the collective living of many. So yes, I believe that the Anunnaki and the different entities, the living entities all over the universe, because there's no way in the world that this planet itself is not a living being, because it wouldn't be able to sustain life that's here. I don't know if you've ever looked, but a piece of glass or a piece of plastic can never sustain life. But in order to sustain life, it has to be from the living creation of the creator that can create life itself. And that's what the universe does. And so there are many influences within our realm and scope. And I think that they are just one part of it all. And there are practices and procedures that have been established by them that have been used, and actually other practices and procedures that have been used. And there is one big universe that is teeming with all forms of life. But the most important thing, I think, is that you have to remember that you are a very significant life, not meant to have your free will surrendered, but executed by you. So, yeah, you know, the show is, I would love to we're going to talk about that one later on. But yes, I think there were some very key influences among many different celestial beings and celestial living entities from the different planets and the different universal truths. Yes, go ahead, brother.
You got me thinking about manifesting. Okay, look, let's look at it like this, like energy. Energy is all around us. Some energy is working, some energy has form, and some energy has no form, manifested and unmanifested. You make manifest by thoughts. You make things come into being by thought. Now, this thought energy, it's all electric. But, see, I don't want to get too far in it because, man, sometimes I can complex myself. I have to sit back and be like, dang. But I'm not trying to go there today. What I'm trying to just show you is that, I'm not trying to go there. But look, when I say manifested, it's like a thing that doesn't exist. It'll exist in 15 minutes because you made it. You made it exist. Because you can alter reality that way. We all have that ability, whether it be mental or actually physically doing it, and do this. But you got to believe that you can do whatever you can do. Because if you don't believe, you can't make manifest. So first of all, you got to believe in yourself. Believe in your thought process. Once you're there, anything is possible.
But, and you know, we really have to remember to apply that throughout our whole lives, and it's not just one little thing in applying that through our whole lives that changed the whole spectrum and the dynamics of it all. Because not only when you think something, it's the creation of it, because you're giving energy to. And whatever you give energy to is going to live. We've been given too much energy to falsehoods and lies that have been destroying us, and we're wondering when the destruction is going to stop. As soon as we stop giving energy to it, I don't care what this organization or that organization says, because they have no living energy with me. But when you care about it, you're giving living energy to it. So start creating the situation for your prosperity and your own culture of living, because your culture is what you pass down to people so that there can be some sustainability.
Brother Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I want to get some clarification on that, because I've heard you say that before, and I know you say you a political atheist. I'm not. I'm engaged in politics. I'm engaged in, and I think all activity areas, like Neely Fuller came out with a list. He says economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Those are the nine major areas of people activity. Now, I've heard you say, like, when a person votes and whatnot, they are, and it's not just you, Dave. I heard other people say
it. Yeah, I know. No, Scotty, we good. Yeah, I know.
You're
no,
giving
this is
consent
important.
To those people and whatnot, and, you know, when you're saying, well, you're giving energy to it, but I would say don't mistake giving them consent, because right now that is the nonviolent battlefield, is the way I look at it. I'm not giving them energy.
Right.
I'm fighting them because though
right.
that, like you say, they always tell you what they're going to do. If you want to know
right.
what they're going to do in any people activity area, you need to pay attention to politics, because first they talk about it in Congress. Somebody proposes something, they talk about it,
right.
they
right.
try to pass it. So they tell you what they're going to do. Right now, what? I think the NDAA, what, 2017, probably, you know, they're going to sign that into law and whatnot, but they're going to tell you what they're finna spend a whole
tell
bunch
you.
Of money on, you know,
okay.
in the people
right.
activity of war, international politics, which is really just bribery and coercion and what have you, the economics, it's, all of that is controlled by politics. So I'm not giving energy to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
definitely.
I'm doing. I'm trying
fighting,
to
yeah,
let people
against.
Know.
Yeah,
what these people are doing and what they're going
Why, Hillary
to
kills
do.
Me, man, because people act like they don't know that Hillary should be Killary. They be killing me with this lady, man. I ain't going to even go there. Cause, man,
but
I,
like,
I,
but Brother Dave pointed out earlier, you know, the reason this network, I can't speak for other independent black networks, but the reason this network was started because of the propaganda factor. The reason that all these
yeah.
black folks is the herd, the masses, and I don't mean that the herd would be a derogatory term, the masses, because I'm a student of psychology as well, and it's the terms called groupthink. Unfortunately, man,
yeah.
that is how most people operate. It's not many. We're in the minority who have independent thought, who are analytical.
Like a amoeba or something. They all get the same paranoia at the same time. You're right. You're on point with that one.
So they use the media. They use people like, you know, just think of any of the mainstream media black voices on the radio. What's the dude? Tom Joyner, The Morning Show. These are where these people are turning to comedians and whatnot for important information on, you know what I'm saying? And they're really not
right,
even
Scotty.
Talking about politics
that's
until it's quote-unquote in season.
And look, I'm saying, I keep saying it too, I want people to hear what you're saying. Hollywood, the spell, listen to that propaganda nonsense, that's Hollywood. All actors is your hero. How actor gonna be your hero? He don't live like you. He don't feel what you feel down here on this ground. Well, I'm a regular Joe. I don't know about everybody. I'm just a regular guy that the police could fuck with or what, you know. So
that's all I want to clarify, and so you know, it only take me 5 minutes to go vote. I don't live in a crowded district. I live in a rural area. You can vote by mail, man, or absentee ballot and all of that. But even if you don't expect any change through there, though, that's how you fight stuff, man. Because they passed, just like
yeah.
they passed the law here in North Carolina now, we got to fight them on that, to where we can't even take employers to court, to state court, for discrimination and what have you. Whether it's
right.
racist, whether it's ageism, you know, because you're getting close
right.
to retirement age and they want to, you know, boot you out the door and say, you know. So, you know, all of that, man, you know, we had to fight against that, because they put the and the sad thing is they got the law enforce us. See, think of it this way. Most people think that slavery been abolished. Number one, if you read the doggone Constitution, it tell you it's reserved as punishment.
It's a doctrine of enslavement.
Okay. Now,
right.
but let's just say somebody proposed a law in the U.S. Senate saying we're going to bring slavery back. All these undocumented immigrants that get caught, we can enslave them. We're going to put them into slavery. And, you know, they could pass that joint, and the law enforcement officers would I mean, what's the percentage you think would actually engage in that? They would do it.
People know that law enforcement was started as slave catchers, but they still give them the same
rights. No, most people don't know that, though, Brother Braggs, because they ain't a student of history like you. The mass media ain't telling them. The most important weapon of warfare.
We got to do a show on that, because, man, that's that shit was. Look, them slave catchers got so bad back in the slavery days that the plantation owners were scared of them. They had too much power. Just like right now. Ain't nothing new under the sun, man.
Right.
But these are flesh and blood people, man. And I stay following and on this local so-called, you know, representative to the corporation USA Inc. I stay on his ass. You know what I'm saying? He live around here, man. He don't live far. These are flesh and blood people, man. And, you know, you got to oppose them, because if you don't, what's the laws of physics, man? If there's no oppositional force, then what? That other force is unstoppable. So what we want to wait till they rounding us up and putting us in the FEMA camps for real? We've been talking about it for years and telling people to get prepared. But the masses, man, they not, man, you know, they really in.
I'm sorry, Scotty.
Scotty,
I totally agree with you. And I think there are many, we have the same objective by different methods. And it's important that I support you in what you do, and like you have supported me in what I do. And I think that that becomes where the asymmetrical attacks that we can engage in them is critical, because I really come from a standpoint of one of the things that you want to do in order to change all of this stuff, if you have the resources, then you can invoke and you can actually create a system that the overall economic paradigm has to respect, because you have the resources that can take away from its overall productivity and its overall vitality of it all. So that's one of the approaches that I have. But I'm fully engaged with the brothers and sisters that decide that this is my unique talent and my unique calling to go here, because we are uniquely structured a certain way that fits well for what we do, and this is something that, you know, I fit well in, and this is something that you fit well in, and collectively we come together because we have no differences at all. Only thing we have is just a different method, but the same objective.
You know, every military got its special groups, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And different divisions that focus on this and focus on that. And we need experts in everything, and we need to be fighting a full-on war instead of narrowing our options so that, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, these people, man, it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And I got a heart for the masses, man. You know, I just, you know, sometimes you get mad at them because you be like, man, how could you, a pastor, bring a devil up in your church? Bring a known liar.
Right.
Because the devil is the father of all lies. And then you going to tell your congregation to, you know, we want y'all to support Hillary and give money to her campaign and volunteer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's
what
be killing me right there. That right there is what be killing me.
But hey, brothers,
they stand up there.
Hold on, brother. I have got to go because I have an engagement that we got to get to. So it's, you know, if y'all want to carry this on, it's Tuesday, so. But listen, I just want to thank you all for coming on. But if y'all want to carry this, but we need to have this conversation where one show. And the thing about this, Scotty and Brother Braggs, is this is the whole thing. We've made it very clear as to what our overall commitments are. One of the things that we need to do for every listener that's here, you're going to have to speak up. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to engage in a way that is important to you. But then there has to be an engagement that supersedes your overall individual importance. The true measure of love is when you stop living for yourself and start living for the advancement of someone else. You're going to have to put skin in the game, not just for yourself, but for all of our generations that we've yet not named. So, become active. Make commitments to start doing things, because when you're silent, when happens is been taught so often, is just be quiet and play by the rules. Do what you told and just let it happen. Just care about you. That is one of the most destructive ways to you, ensuring that you will maintain the enslavement program. All right, everyone. Much love, Brother Braz, Roz, Mel, my man Scotty. Thank you all for chiming in and being a part of it all. All the listeners, much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, give one away. Peace and love to you all.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.